U.S. commanders have speculated openly in recent days about what might be expected during an invasion of Iraq. Some officials say a new war there may have little in common with the 1991 Persian Gulf War, which aimed at driving Iraq's army out of Kuwait. A better comparison, they say, could be the 1989 U.S. invasion of Panama, which focused on the goal of overthrowing Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
The invasion of Panama in December 1989 happened so fast it was over almost as soon as it started. U.S. military forces moved in shortly after midnight on December 20th. By morning, much of the fighting was finished. Freelance reporter David Adams was telling NPR listeners there'd been brief gun battles in a variety of places.
First of all, General Noriega's military headquarters, which is in flames now and has smoke pouring out of it. Another key installation was Fort Amador, a jointly controlled U.S.-Panamanian facility. Also, the international airport was taken over by American troops, as was a smaller civilian airport in the center of the city.
An attacking force of more than 22,000 U.S. troops had moved that morning against more than 20 targets by land, by sea, and by air. At a Pentagon briefing that day, General Colin Powell, then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, took reporters through the action.
Let me turn now to Task Force Red, which is off to the west, down by Rio Hada. A Ranger battalion parachute assaulted onto that location at H hour, just about 1 o'clock. All the things I'm describing so far all took place simultaneously about H hour, 1 a.m. in the morning.
Never before had there been a U.S. military operation quite like the Panama invasion, nor has there been one since, says retired Major General Robert Scales, a former commandant of the Army War College.
Instead of the traditional means of attacking, say, a single point, an objective, taking the hill, so to speak, the object in Panama was to scatter forces all across the country and to have them attack simultaneously, to create that sense of shock and psychological trauma that goes with an operation that carries with it an enormous amount of velocity and focused on controlling vast areas rather than just a single point.
The plan for a new war in Iraq has several elements in common with the Panama operation, Scales says. The idea will be to create what Pentagon planners call shock and awe among Iraqi leaders, such that they'll quickly feel overwhelmed and powerless. In Iraq, the ultimate target is Saddam Hussein, his two sons, and their cohorts. General Scales, now an NPR military analyst, points out that the Panama operation also focused narrowly on a ruling elite.
In this case, Noriega and his thugs. And ultimately, the whole object of the campaign was psychological rather than physical. The object was to conduct a sort of, for lack of a better term, a sort of strategic takedown, if you will, to collapse the enemy's will to resist.
Thus defeating him with a minimum of physical destruction. It took U.S. forces 2 weeks to capture Noriega, but his regime was toppled in a matter of hours. U.S. commanders would like to do that with Saddam Hussein in Iraq, though it would be on a much larger scale. The plan in Iraq, as in Panama in 1989, will be to make extensive use of special operations, including commando raids. In Panama, elite Green Beret and Navy SEAL teams were sent after particular targets thought to be especially important. Michael Vickers, a former Special Forces officer, now with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, expects a variety of special operations missions in Iraq, from making contact with opposition forces to looking for weapons of mass destruction.
They will likely participate in scud hunting operations in the western desert to try to preclude attacks on Israel and conduct reconnaissance ahead of conventional forces and may even do some anti-leadership operations to capture some key Iraqi leaders rather than have them escape.
These can be dangerous missions. A defense official familiar with the Iraq War plan says some of the operations he's read about, quote, make the hair stand up on the back of my neck, unquote. Even in Panama, there were troubles. A Navy SEAL mission to disable Noriega's personal airplane went awry because of faulty intelligence. 4 members of the 48-man team were killed in the gun battle that followed. Again, General Scales.
By their very nature, special operations are very risky because you're dealing with small groups of men who oftentimes are isolated and are given very challenging means of getting into a theater, whether it's in this case by boats or in what we're about to see by air, either delivered by parachute or by helicopter.
Indeed, the Panama operation in 1989 may sober U.S. commanders in Iraq as well as inspire them. Though Operation Just Cause was relatively tiny compared to what's now planned for Iraq, the losses were not insignificant. 23 U.S. soldiers were killed and more than 200 Panamanian civilians. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.